Well, in years gone by, the Ori Stale was the traditional kickoff race of the spring carnival for a lot of the stayers. Bart Cummings used to use it for some of his Melbourne Cup contenders. And if you look back through the records, horses the calibre of Star of the Realm and good old Fields of Omar kicked off his Cox Plate winning campaign back in 2002 with a win in this race. Not sure we've got any Cox Plate or Melbourne Cup contenders in the field on Saturday, but it's an exciting lineup, especially for Julius Sandow, who has had a remarkable training career. And if he could win a Group 3 Ori Star at Flemington, no doubt it would be the pinnacle so far. It's great to have a chat to Julius. He settles up Trope for the first time on Saturday. Good morning, Julius. How are you?
Well, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. How are you excited about having a horse of this caliber racing in a feature down the famous Flemington Straight?
Well, hard not to be, I suppose. Yeah, I pinch myself. I've got the opportunity to train a horse like him. And as I said earlier, you know, he's got the ratings where we want him to be. So he's going to be able to contend in some of these races. We're starting off here on Saturday at this stage. So, yeah, the excitement is building and hopefully he runs well.
He was a highly rated horse with Team Hawks, even though he only won the one race. But he's had some pretty good performances, including finishing second in the Hawkesbury Guineas and then second last time in behind Arcadia Queen and the Theo Marks, which reads very well. How did he end up in your stable?
Well, he was put up for sale early in the year. I think it was February sometime. And Paul Lofidis, obviously the owner of Lofty Thoroughbreds, saw him up on the website for sale, and we had a bit of a chat about the kind of horse he is and his ratings and possibilities, and he decided to take a chance and see if we could buy him. We were fortunate enough to secure the horse, and yeah, the rest is history. He's been with me since then, and let's hope that he delivers.
When you get a horse of his ability from another trainer, what are your first things that you do? Do you speak to Team Hawks about him, or do you spend a little bit of time trying to work out the horse yourself without any prior knowledge?
Well, I tried, or I kind of wiped the slate clean, so to speak. You know, he's had a bit of gear on, and I took all of that out, stripped it all back, and just tried to start with a clean slate so that I'm not kind of going to a training regime with a little bit of thoughts in my mind. I just wanted to see what the horse would tell me, and that's how I've started this campaign. And that's not to say that at some point in time I might pick up the phone and have a chat with someone from the Hawks team. They obviously know the horse well, and he came in outstanding order, so full credit to the team for the way they've looked after him. You know, I let this run go and see how he goes through it and whether he delivers in a manner that I think he should run. If there are any surprises in there that would probably lend towards a conversation, then I will do that. I have had a chat with a couple of jockeys that have ridden him, and I've got some feedback from there, but that's where it stands for the minute.
And what has he told you since he's been in your care, Julius?
He's you know, it's hard to fault him. He's done everything right at this point in time. He's an outstanding individual as a horse. He's just very relaxed, even though he's still he's not a gelding, he's an entire, so he does everything right at home, and he's a beautiful horse to train. So, you know, you pinch yourself and you start to, you know, start to think that, you know, he should be going to the races and delivering. As I said yesterday, I think it'll do a world of good if he can get some confidence up, and we'll take him into the races nice and forward. Yes, there's a little bit more to go, but he'll present well in the race, and I think he'll be there to strike if he's good enough.
So what are your expectations? Is it a race? Do you think he can win? Is he forward enough? Is he going well enough to win first up? Because
yeah.
I suppose the query that you might have a looking at his form is if we get a bit of a wet track, is that a worry for you?
It's actually the reason I'm going to the race, to be honest with you. The original plan was to go to the Regal Roller next week at Caulfield. I raced a horse at Sandown on Sunday last week, and I was quite surprised how firm the track came up that day, considering we were August, because it was a genuine good four, if not probably on the better side of a good four at some places on the track at Sandown. And I looked at Flemington, and with the weather forecast that we've got now, it looks like we're definitely going to be racing on a rain-affected track of some sort. Now, whether that's a 6-7 or even in the heavy range based on the forecast, we don't know. But I wanted him to be racing on a track with a little bit of give in it, and he's trialed on a couple of really, really soft tracks, and it looked like he handled them reasonably well. So I would prefer to run him at this point in time with a little bit given the track rather than wait for next week. And if we have dry weather, Caulfield can firm up fairly quickly, so which is why I'm going to Flemington at this point.
How big a moment is this, Julius, for you to have a horse like this? You've had a remarkable background. For those who don't know, obviously you started out in India as a trainer there, and then you moved to Dubai, and now Australia is home. So to have a horse the calibre of Trope, who, if he performs at his best, you could be looking at Group 1 races.
Well, that's the plan. And yes, it's very exciting, and I find myself in an extremely fortunate position. I mean, to be training horses for the Lofty Group is a big privilege, and I don't take that lightly. So it's very exciting times, and to have a horse like him to be able to run in races like this, and as you said, you know, it can definitely, the plan is to get to the Manikado at the end of spring, so hopefully he does what he needs to do along the way, because he's clearly got to deliver on expectations now. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity with this run and what's to come.
When you started out in India, how big is the racing scene over there?
It's big, but it's not quite, it doesn't have the same level of media and hype as we have here in racing, because racing in India does have a very, very, very strong punting connotation to it. So the carnival atmosphere and the fun of racing that we have here is kind of not the same as it in India as it is here. There's a lot of betting, and a lot of the races is only associated with that, and a little less to do with everything else that we have here and the family atmosphere. I mean, it's all different now with COVID, but the way racing is under normal circumstances, it's a lot different in India to here. But it is big. Well, yeah. There's a fair few horses that race there, yeah.
It's an amazing journey you personally have made, and it could be the biggest moment of it on Saturday. Final word for the punters out there. Should we be backing Trope?
I think he's forward enough to run well. I mean, if he runs to everything that he's shown me on the track so far and his trials and leading into this race, I expect him to run a really good race. He is up against some horses that are obviously proven performers and are in the race to and ready to go. So hopefully he'll match it with them, and with a little bit of luck, we might be able to get the money.
Good on you, Julius. Good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.